This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. A new climate change plan could mean big changes for Denver residents. CPR's Nathaniel Miner reports.
A group of business, conservation, and other interests have been meeting for months, trying to figure out what Denver needs to do to lower its greenhouse gas emissions. The answer came in a report released today. Among its highlights are calls for more density, more and faster transit, and less driving. It also recommends the city move away from natural gas for heating and cooking as much as it can. A new sales tax and new parking fees would pay for it. The report is non-binding, but the city council president says it has his support. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Colorado is creating a working group of educators, law enforcement, and state officials to develop and implement best practices for school safety. The governor signed a bill today establishing the group. It was co-sponsored by Democratic Senator Julie Gonzalez.
Let's get the politicians out of the way and allow the experts to do what they do best by continuing their work through this working group to stretch the dollars and to ensure that our schools are safer.
Lawmakers approved the group to avoid duplication and wastefulness. Red flag warning for the western slope and northeastern Colorado. Forecaster Dennis Phillips.
Unfortunately, it looks hot and dry through much of the week and into the weekend. I know we have triple digits forecast for a lot of the lower valleys here.
Indeed, it is hot across Colorado. 98 in Grand Junction, 97 in Pueblo, 87 in Denver. This is CPR News.